Hello, welcome to On the Waterfront, the third in the Melbourne Walks series of eight walks. This podcast was produced by Tourism Victoria and the City of Melbourne. The full walk will take around 2 hours in total, covering a distance of around 4.75 kilometres. This walk will take in spectacular bridges, sculptures, Melbourne Aquarium and the South Bank Promenade. Before we start, you can download a copy of the map from www.visitvictoria.com, or you can pick up a copy from the Melbourne Visitor Centre at Federation Square, where the walk begins. Now, we haven't included all of the walking time required, so remember you can just pause the podcast at any time, hit the play button again when you're ready to resume. When you hear this sound, it's a sign from us that this is probably a good place to pause the podcast while walking to the next stop. Before we set out, let's acknowledge that we're on the land of the Indigenous traditional owners. Today, Melbourne remains a significant gathering place for all Indigenous Victorians and is still part of Indigenous culture and community. For the Wurundjeri, Boonwurrung, Tonnerrong, Dja-Dja-Wurrung and the Wuthurrung, Melbourne has always been an important place for heritage and culture, as well as a place to meet and work. Now today, we're going to walk along the Yarra and explore Melbourne's waterfront. If you've never visited this part of the river, then I think you'll enjoy it. There's so much to see and do. I think you'll want to visit again once you experience the romance and excitement of river life on Melbourne's marvellous waterfront. The city's waterfront really has something for everyone. From here at our starting point in Federation Square, let's walk south along Swanston Street, crossing Prince's Bridge. Let's just pause for a moment on Prince's Bridge, and looking left up the river, you can get a tremendous view of our sporting shrines, Melbourne Park, Olympic Park, and the Melbourne Cricket Ground. You know, in Europe, they say a city without a river is a city without a soul. Well, today we're going to wander along Melbourne's soul, the Yarra. And the waterfront part of the river that we're going to explore today is incredibly rich in history. We'll see it has served many purposes. Firstly, as an Aboriginal meeting place, rich with fish and bird life and with marshes and hunting grounds on the south bank. Then, with European settlement, it served as Melbourne's waterfront and as a camping ground for hopeful migrants and gold diggers. Then, as the city grew after World War II, it seemed to turn its back on the river. Thankfully, since the 1980s, we have reconnected with the riverfront, and it has been transformed into an amazing cultural and entertainment precinct. People now flocked to the river to play, dine, stroll, drink, shop, and jog. But we've got a lot to see, so let's get moving and see what the buzz is all about. At the end of Prince's Bridge, we just follow the ramp down to the riverside in Alexandra Gardens. You can see the rowing sheds near here, and most days you'll see people practicing their rowing skills on the river. And looking across the river, you can see the historic vaults where they once made boats. Now we're going to walk under Prince's Bridge. Actually, there have been three bridges on this site, each larger than the last. The first was built of timber and named after the Prince of Wales in 1845. Underneath the bridge here is the venue for the city's popular Sunday arts and crafts market, and at night and on the weekend you'll see many enterprising street performers. And as we move along South Bank, watch out for the chalk drawings, musicians of all kinds and the street performers. Now I should point out that just south of here on St Kilda Road is Melbourne's cultural heart and home to the Arts Centre, the National Gallery of Victoria, the Australian Ballet, Melbourne Symphony Orchestra, the Victorian College of the Arts and Playbox Theatre Company. So you'll see many art lovers and theatre goers popping down here to Southgate for a drink and something to eat before or after a show. Dressed for the theatre, dressed for business, or dressed for a jog, you'll see Melburnians in every type of attire side by side down here at Southgate. Now at this point, if you have time, then you opt for a boat's eye view of the city with a leisurely scenic cruise, penguin trip, ferry ride to Williamstown, romantic gondola, or water taxi ride. You can ask for tickets and information at one of the information booths along the riverside. If you take a boat ride, you can continue our walk when you return. But if you're looking for a slower pace, just relax. There's plenty of action on the water itself, but one of Melbourne's greatest pleasures is watching the city and its riverside attractions slip past. Now we can continue past Southgate Shopping Complex on Melbourne's South Bank. It's hard to imagine today, but in the 1850s, this was Canvas Town, where migrants and gold seekers first pitched their tents. Today it's a booming stretch of apartments, offices, hotels, shops, restaurants, squares, visitor attractions and urban art. It's a great place to look back and view the city skyline, or just relax with a coffee or a bite to eat. Okay, now let's cross the river again on the Rainbow Bridge and stop at the first landing to step down to the Rainbow Serpent, a painting of the river's northern bank. It's a bit hard to imagine, but a creek once flowed in here at the Kamaruka, just where Elizabeth Street is now. The Kamaruka was where Aborigines believed the spirit children awaited their rebirth as humans. Kamaruka is an Aboriginal word that means return again. Now let's head west along Flinders Walk, past Sandwich Bridge, which is home to the Travellers, a series of giant steel sculptures sliding quietly across the Yarra, depicting the waves of immigrants who have come from all over the world to make Melbourne their home. 9 of the 10 sculptures cross the river 3 times a day, representing Australian immigration from the convict and gold rush periods through to the refugee and professional newcomers of today. The first sculpture, representing Victoria's Aboriginal communities, is stationed permanently on the riverbank. After Sandridge Bridge, you'll come to Queen's Bridge, just beyond the Banana Alley vaults. In 1910, some 20,000 people watched Houdini dive into the river from this bridge locked in chains. Melbourne had come out in droves to witness the ultimate escaped artist. The crowd went silent and waited for Houdini to reappear. After 25 long seconds, Houdini came up laughing. Of course, Houdini's spot was well chosen. The river is shallow here. It is actually where some rocky falls originally stopped salt water and shipping from passing upstream. In this area, the tall ships turned in the wide basin or pool of the Yarra. This has now been recreated near Enterprise Wharf. 5 carved figureheads titled Constellation evoke the spirit of those early ships. Early port facilities were also built here, as well as bond stores and the customs house. The customs house is now the Immigration Museum and celebrates our diverse heritage with many interesting exhibitions. This stretch of the waterfront is significant for Victorian immigration in many ways, because it was here in 1835 John Pascoe Fawkner's enterprise sailed up the Yarra from Van Diemen's Land, as Tasmania was known then, to create a commercial settlement. Just here near William Street is where the settlers on the enterprise disembarked and began to grow vegetables. For the Aborigines who had lived along the river for thousands of years, the landscape was to change forever with the arrival of Europeans. Now you'll notice that we're walking past the Melbourne Aquarium. The aquarium is well worth a return visit. It features a breathtaking underwater wonderland where children and adults enjoy fish-eye views of sea life and the sea's many different creatures, including seahorses, jellyfish, crabs, and many exotic fish. If you visit, don't miss feeding time for the sharks and giant stingrays. And if you want the huge adrenaline rush of coming face to face with a shark, one of the most feared creatures of the deep, then you can book in for a dive at the aquarium. From the aquarium, we can then cross to Batman Park or take Spencer Street footbridge to South Wharf and follow the boardwalk to historic Duke and Oars Dry Dock. This dry dock was built in 1875. Here we will find the lovely old cargo ship Polly Woodside. And nearby we can also look at the Melbourne Maritime Museum. But let's step on board the Polly Woodside and experience life on an early sailing ship. Continue now to the spectacular new Webb Bridge, a snaking pedestrian and cycle link between the South Bank Promenade at Yarra's Edge and the Docklands. It was designed by Melbourne artist Robert Owen with architects Denton Corker Marshall. You can see that the design is an analogy of Koori fishing traps, drums, baskets, and the gestural flow of the river below. The bridge was floated up the Yarra River to its place next to Charles Grimes Bridge in November 2002. Okay, well now it's time to start our return leg and walk back alongside Melbourne Convention and Exhibition Centre and then we cross over the river using Clarendon Street. Once on the south side of the river again, we can walk under King Street to the Fountains and Fireballs outside Crown Entertainment Complex. When lit up at night, these put on a spectacular display. We can also go inside the glittering Crown Atrium and soak up the glamour. The water and ceiling display here is unique and a form of free entertainment for many visitors. Here at the casino, you may also want to try your luck at the tables or machines. Then again, you may simply want to shop for designer labels in the many stores here. You can also catch a movie in real style in the Gold Class Cinema, where you can enjoy luxury reclining seats as well as food and alcoholic refreshments with personal waiter service during each screening. Now that's going to the movies. Okay, now we're going to leave Crown and cross Queensbridge Street, and you're on the South Bank Promenade. Just here on the right, you can look up and see the Eureka Tower soaring skyward. It's the world's tallest apartment building. Named after the 1854 Eureka Rebellion by Victoria's gold diggers at Ballarat, the Eureka Tower features the colour gold on its upper floors. These floors look fantastic when the sun hits them. From here, we can also see the large golden bees on the lower part of the building. And for those who have no problem with heights, the building has a glass-bottomed sky deck on the 88th floor. At 285 metres above sea level, this viewing area is the highest public vantage point in the Southern Hemisphere. Feel like lunch or a snack? Why not enjoy the superb river views at one of the many first-class restaurants and cafes? Here you can grab a coffee and a bite at one of the excellent cafes, watching the passing pedestrians and take in the stunning view of the cityscape. Along this part of the river, you can discover some of Melbourne's favourite and most awarded restaurants, cafes and bars. As you walk back past Southgate Shopping Complex, climb the spiral staircase and discover three levels of fascinating specialty stores. There are also some fine restaurants that serve great food alongside great riverside views. On New Year's Eve, these restaurants are highly sought after as they give a direct view of the fireworks on the river. Okay, well, we're now nearly at the end of our waterfront walk. Here we walk past the Arts Centre and then return along Prince's Bridge to where we started at Federation Square. We may even be able to enjoy one of the numerous events or festivals that happen in Federation Square. There always seems to be something going on here. And if you've any energy left, there are also exhibitions at the Australian Centre for the Moving Image and the Ian Potter Centre National Gallery to explore. At the Australian Centre for the Moving Image, you can sit in one of their interactive pods and tap into a huge wealth of documentaries, short films, animations and community films. The Ian Potter Gallery NGV Australia here at Federation Square is home to a collection of 20,000 pieces of Australian art. In the permanent Australian collection, you'll see many famous pieces of 19th and 20th century art from the colonial to the contemporary. In the Indigenous collection downstairs, you'll find Aboriginal artworks from all over Australia. For a visual glimpse into the local Wurundjeri culture, look for the 1898 drawing by Wurundjeri leader William Barak, who grew up around the Yarra and Plenty rivers. Barak was a boy when he said he witnessed his father sign the treaty with one of Melbourne's founders, John Batman. Barak's drawing that is displayed here shows 20 Aboriginal people in traditional possum skin cloaks lined up in rows as if in a corroboree. Barak's patterned image with its Yarra-like earthy tones reminds us that the first people of this place had a rich culture and lived, ate and danced along this river for tens of thousands of years. As we have seen today, people still live, eat and dance along this waterfront and make it a lively and vibrant part of Melbourne. I hope you've enjoyed Melbourne's waterfront and get a chance to return and enjoy it again. Remember, this is just one in our series. You can download other Melbourne Walks podcasts at www.visitvictoria.com. For further tourist information, you can go to the Melbourne Visitor Centre at Federation Square or the Melbourne Visitor Booth in the Bourke Street Mall, or just keep an eye out for one of our roving city ambassadors on the street. They're dressed in red, you really can't miss them. To see more of Melbourne, don't forget the free Melbourne City Tourist Shuttle, which will take you to some of Melbourne's best attractions over 11 stops. There's a stop opposite Federation Square outside St. Paul's Cathedral.